From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A president and future president meet today at the White House. In just a few hours, Donald Trump will be meeting with the man who worked relentlessly to see that he might not become the next president of the United States. That, of course, would be current President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump will be making his first visit to the White House in what will be a show of unity, not only for the country, but for the entire world. Yesterday, losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told voters that they owe Mr. Trump an open mind and a chance to lead.
We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
The meeting today will also begin the gradual transfer of power so that Trump will be ready to be sworn in on January the 20th.
Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay!
Carrying signs and reciting chants denouncing the president-elect as racist and misogynistic, thousands of protesters took to the streets in cities across the U.S. Wednesday to protest Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election. In Seattle,
we're just here in solidarity for all the people that are most traumatized by this person stepping into power.
We will see a huge wave of resistance, and we will build a strong coalition here in Seattle and nationwide to mobilize from day one against Trump.
Another group gathered across from Trump's soon-to-be home, the White House in Washington, D.C. This is VOA News.